Cincinnati, BA Mobile.
50.
B4 CBA. I'm sorry I missed your call. If you can give that to me again. KB4 CBA Mobile listening.
I'm located in Etowah, just outside of Hendersonville. 2 meters is quiet. Whenever I'm in by the computer, I leave the radio on, just in case somebody calls. Go ahead.
Well, I've been up to Etowah, Hendersonville, that area, a good bit, probably more on two wheels than I have on four.
I guess you went in good weather, because now we're not going to have very good weather. It's going to be cold, it's going to be wet, and may even get some snow. So the best way to travel would be on four wheels.
Oh. I don't know, I'll tell you. Well, we do have a Toyota Highlander. It's a all-wheel drive. I'd be interested to see how it would do in snow. The tires on it aren't super aggressive or anything, but they're not your run-of-the-mill SUV tire either. I think they would grip pretty good in there. And it's a brand new set. We just bought them, I guess, just a few months back, so they can't have many miles on.
Coming into Hendersonville or Brevard or, you know, this area is not bad. If you're going into Asheville or going up towards Boone, then you need better tires. But around here, I've got all-season tires, and I've been here 21 years, and it was only a couple times that the snow was that bad that I didn't want to drive in it. The rest of the time, snow is light. As soon as the sun comes out, the streets are clear, and the only thing you have snow on is the grass. So if you're not going to a higher elevation, those tires will probably be fine.
Usually they don't they close the parkway and you know, the higher elevations of the parkway if it gets too bad, so you keep people off of it so they don't you know, get in a jam or run off the road or whatever.
I'm used to driving in inclement weather, which there are a lot of people around here that are not really used to it. They get a little bit, then it's gone, and a little bit they drive just like they do on dry ground, and they end up in a ditch. I came from the north, and I grew up in snow. You had a lot of experience in the years. I've been retired for 21 years, and really like living down here, because the most snow we've got is 9 inches. That was last year. When I came here, used to go out with a broom and sweep the snow off the porch and wait a while and the rest of it would melt. But over the years, things have changed.
To drive mostly when I was going to Morris Hill College, and I had a 63 Chevrolet, and I would get on some of those old dirt roads that the tobacco farmers use, and after it snowed, and they wouldn't scrape those, and that snow would stay on them sometimes for a couple of weeks, and I got a lot of experience driving in the snow. up there when I was a student up there.
If you're going to drive in the snow, it's a good idea to know what you're doing. And with people that have lived in areas where it's warm, you know, they get out there, well, it's just the same as, you know, when it's dry, and the next thing you know, they're in a ditch.
Driving up 1923 one day, and I don't know, it was about 6 or 8 inches of snow on the ground, and not many people were out, and I was headed toward Johnson City. I started up that mountain, and I decided to turn around, and back then it was just 2-lane. And so I turned around and I started back down, and I've been going down back down the mountain for a little bit, and I looked at my rearview mirror, and here come this guy around the curve, and he was just flying. I don't know how he made it around the curve. And he saw me, and he slammed on his brakes, and he just started doing 360s, just going round and round. And the last one, I thought he was going to hit me, and he slid off into a parking lot. And but it scared me to death, because he was doing everything he could to keep from hitting me, but he had just completely lost control of it.
When I first got here, I had a CB hooked up, and I heard somebody out there in the snow. I'm not worried about the snow, because I have four-wheel drive. Oh, that's good. I'm glad you got four-wheel drive. That means you got four-wheel sliding.
Yeah. Well, I had an old 79 Jeep quadra-track, and it was the big Jeep, and it was only a two-door. It was like army green, and had a big, what did that thing have? It was, oh my goodness. It was a big V8. I'm trying to think of the size that Chrysler put in this, or Jeep put in this thing at the time. But anyway, and I had to go up to the VA hospital to visit a church member that was having open heart surgery. And so his wife asked me if I would take her up there. And so it was raining in Greenville. And when we started up the big hill, I call it, the 6% grade on 25, we got about halfway up to the state line, and we just drove up onto about 4 inches of snow. And it was just coming down like crazy. And then, long story short, we had to take the old road because that road was blocked from a wreck. And so I took the old road and got through into Tuxedo and got on up to 26 and got to the VA hospital. Was able to see my friend for the through the surgery, and took his wife to a hotel, and of course they didn't have any power, but she said she was going to stay there. And so I drove home. I tell you, that was an experience. There was 18 inches of snow in Asheville that day.
Maybe I retired as a truck driver, and I was going from New Jersey to Pennsylvania on Route 80, and I left Jersey and I drove to the Delaware Water Gap, the breaking point between New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and I got to a truck stop and I pulled in, and the guy says, "Where'd you come from?" So I told him, "Oh, how did you get here?" I says, "Route 80." He says, "Route 80's closed. There's 18 inches of snow on it." I said, "I wonder why I didn't see anybody. I've been used to driving in the snow, And if you don't slide off, you just keep going. Well, I'm driving in 18 inches of snow, and I'm looking around. I don't see anybody coming. I said, well, it must be a wreck up ahead. And, you know, that's why there's nobody coming towards me. And the road was closed. And I'm just, there was no troopers or anything on the road to let you know it was closed. So I'm just driving and driving. I get to the truck stop, and I had a run that I think it's 2.5 hours to get from where I was in Jersey to Scranton, Pennsylvania, pick up a trailer, come back, and then go someplace else. I got to Scranton, Pennsylvania the next day.
Before CBA. Well, so how fast were you going to get when you were going to Pennsylvania?
Very fast, probably doing 40, 50, because it was in the snow, so wasn't going to bring it up to 60 or 70. Just moving along and staying in the middle of the road. You know, you don't want, if you can, you don't want to stay. You want to stay near the crown of the road. Well, those roads are flat, but you want to stay closer to the middle of the road than to the edge. So I was just moving along, and, you know, I didn't see anybody. There was nobody on the road. The snow was deep, but I had a full trail. I was heavy, you know, so I had plenty of traction. And I just drove along, you know. I didn't know the snow was 18 inches deep. 18 inches deep is only about 3 or 4 inches above the size of the tire. You got big tires on a truck.
Oh, man. I can't remember what was on that Jeep. They were big. They were, it seems like they were 31-something. I just can't remember. I had to buy a tire for that Jeep. I bought a used one for $10. And it was still on it when I sold it. Oh, me. Oh, I tell you. Well, my most challenging experience was driving had a 96 Mustang GT with a 5-speed, and I had to drive from the Motor Mile we got off at 5:30, and it was I don't know, 4 or 5 inches of snow on the road, and cars were just running off the road everywhere, and there was wrecks everywhere. But you're not going to believe, I drove that thing all the way to Traveler's Rest. I put it in second gear and just let it idle, and the way the computer strategy is on that car, it'll keep the engine running, and even if you don't touch the gas. So that's what I did, and it was slow going, but it would go up the hills. If I tried to go into third, it'd start spinning. But so I just went back down to second, and I made it all the way to the house. The only thing I couldn't do was get in the driveway. We had a real steep driveway, so I was able to get it out of the road, but I couldn't get it up the driveway and into the garage, so it spent the night outside that night.
Well, when you drive in the snow, quite often you'll see people who have no idea what snow is. Oh, that's just white stuff on the ground, and I've got the best tires, you know. Best tires ain't going to do you any good if you don't know how to drive. And you'll see them, they'll pass you by, and they cut in front of you, and then you watch them go off the side of the road or down in a ravine. There was one time, another time going to Scranton, Pennsylvania, I used to cover 500 miles a night. We went as far as Ohio, Canada, but we did 500 miles a night. Another time, we're going up this long hill. I don't know if it's a 2 or 3 mile hill. It's a long hill. And you don't want to lose traction on the hill because you can't get started. So you want to keep moving. If somebody's going slow on the hill, you call them on the CB radio. Say, I'm coming around you, you know, and you go around because you don't want to stop. You stop, you can't get started. And this guy's coming up in a small car, and he's threading the needle. He's going in and out of between the trailers. You know, we get up near the top of the hill, and there's a sharp right turn to where you cut across into Scranton to pick up 81, or you can go straight ahead on 80 towards Ohio. So you got to make a sharp right turn. This guy comes up, he makes a sharp right turn, goes up on the embankment and into the snow. And he's outside his car, waving both hands, somebody help me. And everybody's going by, tooting the horn and waving to him.
Oh, man, yeah, well, I guess maybe, hopefully he learned the lesson. Well, I just stayed away from everybody. I kept a great distance from all the cars, especially if they were driving kind of goofy, and I never stopped. And with the stick shift, you know, I could just, if I was touching the gas, I could just let off, and you know, it would slow the car down. And sometimes I had to shift to first, you know, to slow the car down. But I don't think I even used my brakes the whole time. And that Mustang, I was really amazed I got home, because that thing, I mean, you could spin the tires off of it on dry ground, but in the rain, they'd spin very easily. So I knew I was going to have trouble in the snow.
You know, if you've got common sense and you've been in snow, you have an idea what to do. But like, there's a lot of people on the road that snow is no different than a sunny day. You know, I just drive the same way I always drive, and they run into problems. I used to pull four doubles from New Jersey to Buffalo, and the gross weight on those things is somewhere between 60 to 100,000 pounds. So you don't want to get near anything in dry weather or wet weather, because you can't stop. You know, by the time you stop, you've run over what you're trying to stop for. So you become a cautious driver, and if you're running the New York Thruway, they have big service areas, so if the weather's really inclement, you could just pull off into one of them if you can find a space. But other than that, you just stay on the road, take your time, and don't get involved. Hey, I hate to cut it short, but I was doing something on the computer, and I didn't want you to think there was no one on the radio, so I jumped in, but I have to get back to this. It's been nice talking to you, Dave. Maybe we'll get to talk to you again. Whenever I'm in the radio room, I have the 2 meter on, so give a call. You may get me, or you may get someone else. This is K2SST.
The QSO, and I still got about 5 miles out, and then I'll be at the house. But enjoyed it, and don't want to keep you. So 73 is K2SST, KB4 CBA Mobile.